grand examiner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the Mars rocket ship is nearing completion as Cedric and Abner labor daily on its construction. Lum directs the work by remote control from the Jot'em Down store and library, while Squire Skimp, self-appointed treasurer for the Mars Expedition Corporation, continues to worry about the bills that are pouring into his office. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner at the observatory, busily applying varnish to the outside of the rocket ship. Listen.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill.
Oh, look at the big can of varnish I got this time, Mr. Abner.
Oh, you back, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, I got the biggest one there was in the store.
Well, good for you. Well, that ought to be plenty to finish your rocket ship with, I believe.
Mr. Dick Huddleston wasn't in the store, so I just picked this out myself.
Well?
Then I left him a note saying I'd taken it. I never want him to think I stole it.
Oh, why, of course not. Well, he won't think that, Cedric.
I said for him to charge it to Mr. Squire.
Yeah, well, that's a thing to do. Yeah, you done right, Cedric.
Sure easy buying stuff nowadays, ain't it?
Huh?
All you got to do is say, charge it to Mr. Squire.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. You know, at first, I was a little worried about Squire pointing himself treasurer of our Mars Corporation, but I don't get out, have to admit it's sure working out good.
Yes, Mom.
We can buy might not anything we need for the rocket ship. Don't cost us nothing. Yeah, well, come on, we better get started working here, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. Now, whereabouts do you want me to varnish at?
Well, you work on this side here, Cedric. I've got one coat put on. I believe it's dry enough so that you can go ahead and put the second coat of varnish on. I'll work over here.
I have to put two coats on, huh?
That's what Dick Huddleston told me when I bought them first cans of varnish. Now, come on now, let's get started. Don't talk. Well,
what about my paintbrush hat?
Here it is. Cut down the old pine tree, and they hauled it away to the mill.
Boy, this is fun, ain't it?
Yeah.
Painting and singing.
Yeah.
Singing and painting.
Is that new varnish you bought thin enough, Cedric? You think you ought to mix something with it and make it go on easier?
No, Mom, I believe it's thin enough.
Well,
it goes on awful easy, I think.
Well, that's good. To make a coffee and a pine for that sweetheart.
Mr. Abner, how long you and Mr. Lum going to stay up there at Mars?
Oh, I don't know, hardly, Cedric. We ain't talked much about it. I don't reckon we'll stay more than a week or 10 days, something like that. Ain't got no relays up there to visit, you know. Nobody to stay with.
No, Mom. More likely have to stay at the hotel, I reckon.
Yeah.
Boarding
yeah.
House one.
I reckon so. Find some place to stay.
Sure wish I was going along.
Well, I wish you was too, Cedric. Facts is, you'd be a help to us. You could help drive the rocket ship. That's going to be an awful long trip. Sure be handy if we could all just sort of take turns steering it, you know.
Yeah, you mean I can go?
Well... No, Lum claims there won't be room, Cedric. And size, he says you're too heavy, too. I talked to him about it.
Well, I could reduce myself, couldn't I?
I could
go barefooted. Leaving my shoes off would cut off 50 or 30 pounds, I think.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to Lum about it again, see what he says. Maybe if you do awful good work on a rocket ship, why, he'll let you go with us, Cedric.
Reckon he will, sure enough.
Well, I ain't for sure, but he might.
Well, I'm doing good work now, ain't I?
Oh, yeah, you're doing all right, Cedric.
Good for me. Well, come around on this side and look. I want to make sure.
Well, I ain't got time now, Cedric.
Well,
I'm
just
busy.
Look quick. Come on, please do, Mr. Abner.
All right. We ain't never going to get this did, though, if I got to stop every 2 minutes and come around there and look at your work. What is it now?
There.
Oh.
Pretty good, ain't it?
It looks all right, Cedric.
Done part of it with my left hand, too.
Well, wait a minute. Cedric, whereabouts have you been varnishing at?
Right along here, I think. Right there.
You sure been going awful slow, then. I can't hardly see no varnish on here at all. Fact said, it looks like there ain't no varnish on there.
Yes, Mom, it does look that way, don't it?
Sure it does.
Because it's fresh, I reckon.
Well, maybe I just missed that place there when I put on that first coat. My spectacles get clouded up, that paint. I can't see right good, to be honest.
That must have been what happened, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just put two coats on there, then.
Yeah, or two. You'll have to wait for one of them to dry, though, Cedric, before you put the other right on top of it. I'll get that later, quick as I finish on the other side.
Now, coat and an overcoat. I'll make up jokes.
Now, Cedric, quit talking. Go on now and get to work
I will. I'll work fast, honest I will.
Because I don't want to get this varnishing all dead before Lum comes over here to the observatory to see how we're getting along.
Yes, ma'am. Have it all finished first.
Yeah, he thinks we work too slow over here to hear his tale of it. He just don't know how much work is to be dead around here. See, now, where did I set that can of varnish? Oh, here.
Boy, look at me go now. I'm sure making the feathers fly. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree.
And they hauled it away to the mill.
Huh.
Pretty good, eh?
Paul. Yeah, what did you say about some feathers just now, Cedric?
Oh, I said I was sure making them fly. That's what I said, I think.
What feathers are you making fly?
Mom?
Have you got a chicken over there on that side? Cedric, did you steal a chicken while you was gone?
No, Mom, of course not. I never stole a chicken my whole life.
Well, where about you getting all them feathers from then?
Well, I ain't actually got no feathers, Mr. Abner.
Well, how could you make them fly if you ain't got none?
Well, let's see now. Gee, I don't know how I could do that, hardly.
Huh?
That's too hard a question for me to answer while I'm painting.
Cedric, you ain't been hit on the head lately, have you?
Well, Mom, I don't think I have. Ain't got no bumps on my head and ain't sore no place.
Ain't fell down bumped into the side of a door or nothing?
No, I never done that.
Well, you just try now and forget about the feathers, Cedric. Just act like you never seen none at all. Concentrate on your work. That's the thing for you to do.
Yes, Mom, I'll concentrate. I'll have this side done no time at all, hardly.
Yeah, well, I just don't try to do too much, Cedric. In fact, maybe that's your trouble. Maybe I've been working you too hard, Cedric.
Maybe so. Oh, they cut down the old pine tree. Mr. Abner, will you come around here and look here once again?
I ain't got time, Cedric. You're doing all right. Just go ahead now. I'm busy here.
Yes, Mom, but are you sure you put one coat of varnish on this side already?
Why, of course I did. Or at least, wait, I thought I did. I must have missed that one place there, but I know I got the rest of it.
Well, I don't much believe you did, Mr. Abner.
Well, I did done it now, Cedric. Don't uncontradict your elders that way.
I ain't uncontradicting you. It just ain't no varnish on this side, hardly.
There is, too. I know there is. Doggy, wait a minute. I'll prove it to you. I believe you ought to get yourself some spectacles, Cedric. I don't think you see good. That's more likely where you got that feather idea,
yes,
too.
Well, just look here if you can see any varnish. Maybe I don't know what it looks like.
Well, you must not. I told you. Hey, doggy, it don't look like there's any on there, does it?
No, Mom.
Well, I do know. That's curious. That's awful curious, Cedric. Exactly where did you see them feathers flying around, Cedric?
I don't know. I'm sort of mixed up about that now. Don't seem like I actually seen none.
Think hard now. Try to recollect.
Well, all I can recollect is that I said something I'd heard Mr. Lum say, and then it...
And don't get off the subject now, Cedric. Just try to recollect how them feathers looked to you. You sure that weren't a ghost you seen flying around?
A ghost?
Why, sure, a ghost. Because I'll tell you what I think, Cedric. I think this rocket ship must be haunted.
Haunted?
Either the rocket ship or the observatory one.
Oh, for Jiminy's sakes. Do you sure enough think so?
Well, there's some mighty peculiar things going on around here. Mighty peculiar. For some reason, that ghost don't want us to make our trip to Mars. That's why he's doing all these things to the rocket ship.
Reckon why he don't want you to go up there.
I don't know. I ain't got the slightest idea.
Let's ask him. Say, Mr. Gold.
Cedric, don't do that. Don't talk so loud. We don't want him to hear us.
We don't.
Why, of course not. No telling what he'd do if we start getting smart and asking questions.
Well, there's a couple of things about ghosts I've always wanted to find out. Well, if he's in here to ask me.
Just keep them to yourself. Come on now. We better get out of here as quick as we can. Here, grab hold of my hand, Cedric.
Yes, Mom. I'd sure like to talk soon.
Come on, don't talk. Oh, look at that front door's opening, Cedric.
He's coming in or going out?
I'm going out, I reckon. Be quiet.
Well, howdy, Abner.
Huh?
For goodness sakes, what's the matter with you fellas?
Dog, is that you, Lon?
Of course it is. You look like you'd just seen a ghost.
How did you know?
Did you see it too, Mr. Lon? For the land's sakes, what are you two talking about?
Not so loud, Lum. He's right here in this room.
He's got feathers on him, too, I think.
Yeah.
Who's got feathers on him?
The ghost, or leastways Cedric thought he had. He might be mistook about that part. I don't know for sure, though.
Well, wait just a minute here. Did you actually see a ghost, Cedric?
Oh, well, I don't exactly recollect seeing none, but Mr. Abner said I did, so I must have.
Oh, he seen it all right, Lum.
Did you see it, Abner?
Well, no, I weren't looking that direction right then.
All right, then there ain't no ghost.
How?
You admit you never seen it, and Cedric says he don't recollect seeing one, so if neither one of you seen it, there couldn't have been one.
Yeah, but wait, there's something else we ain't told you yet, Lum.
There's something else.
We can't keep no varnish on that rocket ship there.
Can't keep it on?
No, sir.
What do you mean by that?
Just as fast as me and Cedric puts it on, this ghost comes along and takes it off.
Prittle.
It's a truth. Come on over here. Just look at this rocket ship. We've
just
done
come over here and
one.
See for yourself, Mr. Long.
Yes, sir. Cedric was standing right about here putting varnish on it.
Wait a minute. Is this the can you was using here, Cedric?
Yes, Mom. I bought that all by myself, too.
And just as quick as he...
Wait a minute, Abner. There's one little thing I'd like to point out to you geniuses. Look at the front of that can there.
Huh?
Can you read what it says?
Yes, Mom, it says varnish.
Yeah, but read that word right under it. Varnish remover.
By the land sakes, I doggy Cedric, didn't you see that on there?
Yes, Mom, I seen that word, but I thought that was the name of the company that made it.